Look in your Bibles to the book of Psalms tonight, Psalm 33, and I'm reading verse 4. Psalm 33, and I'll get back to Psalm 23 another time after the mission trip, get back in that series, but this is a verse God put in my heart today, and I want to try to be faithful to preach what He's put upon our heart. Amen. Psalm 33, you're well and able to stand tonight, and we'll read just verse 4. And then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. Psalm 33, verse 4, the Bible says that for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You again tonight for the opportunity to call upon Your name, knowing that You hear and answer our prayer, undeserving as far as myself without You, but Lord, made worthy through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray now for just a little while, You'd give me the very words that I need to say tonight. Oh, for unction of the Holy Ghost, that I might preach as You direct us tonight. Save that soul that's nearest hell in this place tonight. Help us, oh Lord, help us how to receive the word with gladness. And Lord, everything You do, we'll praise You and we'll thank You. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, the Bible said in this verse, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. How to preach tonight, the Lord helping me just a few minutes on this subject. The Lord is right. The Lord is right. That's what the psalmist tells us in this verse, right in the middle of the verse, that the Lord is right. Now, there's some people think they're the only ones right, but can I say this? We're wrong and He's right. Amen. I thought about three things about the Lord that I want to give you, and I'll be done tonight, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour. I just want to give you what's on my heart. Can I say, first of all, the Lord's word is right. That's what the verse said. For the word of the Lord is right. I want to say this, and you hear me tonight. My friend, society, you can't take everything they say as being right all the time, but you can take this blessed old book. It's always right. Amen. Hey, the news media, I don't believe half what they say. They're trying to make news instead of reporting the news. Somebody say amen. But the word of the Lord is right. You can't believe half what a politician tells you. That's right too, amen. Hey friend, but the word of the Lord is right. Preacher, how do you know it's right? This book's alive. Amen. And here's how I know it's alive. It's got the breath of God and the blood of God in this Bible. Hey, the Bible tells us that all scriptures given by the inspiration of God. The word inspiration means God breathed. Hey, it's a living book. This old King James Bible, it is the Word of God. It's got the breath of God. It's got the blood of God. Amen. By the way, that's one of the things that these modern day perversions attack. They want to take the blood out. Well, Leviticus said the life of the flesh is in the blood. And if you take the blood out of the Bible, it loses its life. It's no longer alive. Hey, but I've got good news. It is inspired. It is by the blood of Christ. Oh, friend, tonight, the word of the Lord is right. Oh, friend, folk have all kinds of opinions, but it's not an opinion that'll help you, but it's the word of the Lord. This is God's word. That's been settled in my heart for many a year now. I've been a King James man my whole Christian life, and I'm not changing. I done made up my mind, done purpose in my heart. We don't need a new translation. We just need to get back to the book. Amen. Hey, I'm going to say this. Some may not like it. Some might like it. out, but I wouldn't have another verse of the Bible for love nor money. And if I had one, I'd get rid of it. Amen. Hey, preacher, I can't throw it away. Get me, I'll do it for you. Amen. Hey, I'm a King James man. It's the Word of God. Amen. Hey, you know why they attack it? It's because it's powerful. Amen. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why folk would rather have a little story than have the Bible preached to them. Man, this Bible will cut you up. Amen. Hey, it's not a butter knife. Amen. It's a sharp sword. Cuts going in and coming out. Hey, the Lord's word is right. You can live by it. You can die by it. Hey, it'll get you to heaven. Amen. Hey, the Lord's word is right. Man, we're in a day they attack everything. Amen. And that man has brought upon himself, whether it's politicians or preachers either, why folk doubt and question. But you don't have to question, and you don't have to, hey, there's no cause to doubt the word of God. Somebody said, preacher, don't you know there's contradiction in it? No, there's not. There ain't a contradiction nowhere in this Bible. That's right. Hey, the Bible's right. Nothing wrong with it. Hey, what's wrong is you. Amen. You see, man doesn't want to hear what God said. They'd rather go by their own opinions and whims. Amen. But the word's right. Oh, I've heard them attack the kings and about ages of kings, and they've attacked this and they've attacked that, but the Bible still stands. Amen. One fellow years ago, I believe it was Voltaire, said in his lifetime there wouldn't be no Bibles. When he died, they set up a print press in his house. Amen. This is the Word of God. It will stand forever. Amen. It's inspired. It's infallible. That means it's not capable of failing. That's right. It'll stand. Hey, young folk, you don't need a new way. You don't need a new Bible. You've got the Bible that's right. Amen. And when they come around saying, well, the studies have showed that, you know, this, that, hey, it's the Word of God. Amen. And I'm going to iterate it one more time. You don't need another. Amen. As long as I'm pastor, we'll teach out of the King James. We'll preach out of the King James. We'll live by it and we'll die by it. Amen. It's God's word tonight. The Lord's word is right. Then let me say secondly, the Lord's works are right. The Bible went on to say in that verse, and all his works are done in truth. Hey, the works of God, they're right. Hey, the work of salvation's right. It's man that keeps wanting to mess up salvation. God's made it very plain. It's through Jesus Christ and no other way. It's man that keeps wanting to add stuff to it. It's man that keeps wanting to say there's a bunch of ways to heaven. But God has said that the work of salvation is by his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to heaven because of him. It's not my performance. It's not all this other stuff. Not by works. It's not by water. But salvation is by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, let me just say it like this. Salvation's a person. Amen. And the way I know I'm saved, that person moved on the inside of me. Amen. Hey, the works of salvation, the work of salvation is right today. Hey, his work of separation's right. Now, that'll make folk a little quiet right there, but that's okay too. Hey, God's working in us and working on us. Amen. Hey, he's doing a work in my life. He's trying to do a work in your life. And we need to let him have his right away. Amen. Hey, God's works are right tonight. That God can't do wrong. It's impossible. If he done wrong, it all ceased to be. Amen. But his works are right. Hey, can I say this? The work of creation's right. He made it and he said it was good. Amen. Wasn't nobody else comment on what he's done, so he said it himself. It's good. You do know that, don't you? There wasn't nobody around that say one word while he's creating. So he said, that's good.
Amen.
Hey, God's work of creation is right. Hey, let me say this. God's work of making you's right. Amen. All this perverted crowd can say what they will. The psalmist said, I was wonderfully and fearfully made. God didn't make a mistake when he made you. He said, I'm supposed to be a boy. I'm supposed to be a girl. God didn't make a mistake when he made you in your mother's womb. Amen. The works of God, they're right tonight. Amen. Hey, friend, we see that the word of the Lord is right. The works of the Lord, they're right. And may I say this, the will of the Lord's right. Over there in Romans 12, look at it, verse 1 and 2. You know the verses. The Bible said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies to live in sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now listen to verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Here it is, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hey, the Lord's will is right today. Listen to me. I'm in a fleshly body like you, and I don't understand everything God does. You heard me right. I don't understand everything that goes on in this old world, but I know his will's right. Amen. There's been some times when God's touched my heart, said, do this, do that. And I was scratching my head trying to figure it all out. Hey, but when I finally came to the conclusion, it's just right because God said to do it. Hey, I'm telling you, the will of God is right in your life. Amen. I don't know why we get what we call bad doctor reports. I don't understand that. But the will of the Lord's right. Amen. Hey, all he does is right. Sometimes I've seen folk see a preacher that God's touched his heart, take a work, and it's one of those places ain't never amounted to nothing. And that does happen. You say, God wouldn't send you somewhere that ain't never done nothing. Oh, yeah, he will. He sure will. And somebody said, why? Well, I can't figure it all out, but I wonder sometimes if it ain't to be a witness against that crowd. Amen. Hey, get them a God-called preacher in there and preaching them the truth. If they won't heed to it then, hey, it'll be a witness against them at judgment day. Amen. Hey, the Lord's will is right in your life. Hey, sometimes we won't try to tell God what to do. Here's what I think your will ought to be for me, Lord. You ain't never done that, have you? Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, the Lord's will's right. Hey, we see in this little simple voice, and I'm just giving you what's on my heart tonight, just throwing it out to you. Because I'm telling you, the best place for you to be, the best place for me to be, is in the will of God. Amen. It may not be what you think you want, but the will of God is best for your life. Amen. Hey, we see that the Lord's word is right. The Lord's works are right. The Lord's will is right. Now, if he's right, and he is right, then we might as well conform to him. Amen. No need to think we're right because you can't be both right when it comes to standing by the Lord. Amen. Hey, the only way you're going to be right is being yoked up with him. Amen. So the psalmist just very boldly and clearly tells us, and I read it again, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. So the Lord's right. He's right. Young people, he's right. Mom and daddy, he's right. Amen. Hey, whether your flesh likes it or not, he's right. Amen. So I just give you what's on my heart. Now, I told you I wasn't preaching wrong, and I didn't lie. Hallelujah. Amen. I gave you the truth of the word tonight. Let it sink in. Grab a hold. You're going to need to know he's right. Amen. Matter of fact, you're going to be in some days like Abraham was, interceding for Lot there in Genesis 18. Remember when he was interceding, he said, shall not the judge of all the Lord, of all the earth do what? Do right. Can I tell you, he will? Amen. He's proven himself time and time again. He always does right. Oh, may we just turn to him, fall at his feet, and knowing he's right. Amen. Father, take a very simple thought that, yet, Lord, it's your word. It is truth. It'll stand when the world burns up. Oh, Lord, help us, I pray. Lord, each and every day of our life, we'd look to you and lean upon you and live for you, that others would know you as we know you. Oh, Lord, we ask you for that that might be lost tonight, that the Holy Ghost would convict them, and, Lord, they'd run to you and be saved. Help us as your people tonight. And all you do, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. I wonder, could there be one in our midst tonight? And by being honest, you said, by lifting your hand, preacher, I'm lost. I'm not saved. I know it. Now I need to be saved. Anybody, you slip up that hand. Preacher, I'm lost. I need the Lord. There could be a Christian here tonight. I believe God sent the message to help somebody. There ain't a doubt in my mind about that. God don't send any messages to beat the wind. Somewhere in there, the message has come to where you're at in your life. You lift hand and say, preacher, pray for me. God, remind me he's right. In the situation I'm facing right now, he's right. Pray for me. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm glad we know that. I'm glad he never changes. He's eternally the same. Let's stand tonight while we sing. This altar's open. If you need to come, come on. I appreciate the privilege of an old-fashioned altar. We can come. Bring our petition before the Lord. Let's sing tonight.